Test 9, Part 1. Listen to 9 short conversations. For questions 1 to 9, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You will hear each conversation twice. You now have 2 minutes to read the questions. One, phoning a friend.
Have you rung Mark yet?
No, Lucy. I didn't have much luck.
Oh, he's always busy, isn't he?
That's true. Or his line's engaged. But work, mine that is, got in the way. I'll ring him later, though.
One, phoning a friend.
Have you rung Mark yet?
No, Lucy. I didn't have much luck.
Oh, he's always busy, isn't he?
That's true. Or his line's engaged. But work, mine that is, got in the way. I'll ring him later, though.
Two, making arrangements.
Hey, Dave. Let's go for a drink or something to eat.
That's a great idea, Julie. We could invite Kate too. Are you still speaking to her?
Don't worry. We've made up. She probably won't come though, as she's saving for a 2-week holiday in the Caribbean.
Two, making arrangements.
Hey, Dave. Let's go for a drink or something to eat.
That's a great idea, Julie. We could invite Kate too. Are you still speaking to her?
Don't worry. We've made up. She probably won't come though, as she's saving for a 2-week holiday in the Caribbean.
Three, buying clothes.
You're not going to buy that dress, Jasmine, are you?
Don't tell me, Tom. It makes me look fat, doesn't it? Or you don't like the colour, maybe?
I was thinking more of the price tag, to tell the truth, than whether it suited you or not.
Three, buying clothes.
You're not going to buy that dress, Jasmine, are you?
Don't tell me, Tom. It makes me look fat, doesn't it? Or you don't like the colour, maybe?
I was thinking more of the price tag, to tell the truth, than whether it suited you or not.
4. Going to a film. Let's get a move on, Lucinda, shall we? The film's about to start.
Bob, if you hadn't lost the car keys and your scarf, we wouldn't be in such a hurry now.
You know very well that public transport is more to blame than my absent-mindedness. Well, at least this time anyway. 4. Going to a film. Let's get a move on, Lucinda, shall we? The film's about to start.
Bob, if you hadn't lost the car keys and your scarf, we wouldn't be in such a hurry now.
You know very well that public transport is more to blame than my absent-mindedness. Well, at least this time anyway. 5. Studying a map.
That map looks interesting, Jim.
Believe it or not, Tanya, it's of our neighbourhood.
It doesn't look anything like it. It looks like a totally different area. It can't be very good.
It was very accurate in its day, but things have moved on since then. More developments, less green spaces and so on.
5. Studying a map.
That map looks interesting, Jim.
Believe it or not, Tanya, it's of our neighbourhood.
It doesn't look anything like it. It looks like a totally different area. It can't be very good.
It was very accurate in its day, but things have moved on since then. More developments, less green spaces and so on.
6. Booking a holiday. What a shame we didn't book earlier.
Look, Tony, we got the location we wanted. What more could you want?
Yes, Betty, but if we'd been able to go half board instead of having to book an all-inclusive holiday, we wouldn't have to be restricted to just the hotel menu and could eat out more often. 6. Booking a holiday. What a shame we didn't book earlier.
Look, Tony, we got the location we wanted. What more could you want?
Yes, Betty, but if we'd been able to go half board instead of having to book an all-inclusive holiday, we wouldn't have to be restricted to just the hotel menu and could eat out more often. 7. Buying online.
Hi, Jason. Did you find a pair of trousers?
No, Tracy, but it wasn't for want of trying.
You know, if you want more of a selection, you could go online.
Yes, you are spoilt for choice online. Appearances can be deceptive, though. Items often don't measure up to expectations.
7. Buying online.
Hi, Jason. Did you find a pair of trousers?
No, Tracy, but it wasn't for want of trying.
You know, if you want more of a selection, you could go online.
Yes, you are spoilt for choice online. Appearances can be deceptive, though. Items often don't measure up to expectations.
8. Problems at school.
Look at this letter, Trevor, from Janie's school. The headmistress wants to speak to us about Janie.
Oh, not doing her homework again, eh?
For once, that's not the problem. It seems that her grades have suddenly improved.
Since when, Susan, have good grades been a problem?
Since when your homework is identical to your classmates.
8. Problems at school.
Look at this letter, Trevor, from Janie's school. The headmistress wants to speak to us about Janie.
Oh, not doing her homework again, eh?
For once, that's not the problem. It seems that her grades have suddenly improved.
Since when, Susan, have good grades been a problem?
Since when your homework is identical to your classmates.
9. Booking a theatre ticket.
Hi, Linda. Did you get the theatre tickets?
Well, Mark, I decided against it, actually.
Why? I thought you were desperate to see the play. Was it too expensive?
The seats were quite pricey, but it was more the fact that the seats were restricted view only. Had it been a musical, I wouldn't have minded, but it's a thriller, and you need to see all the action.
9. Booking a theatre ticket.
Hi, Linda. Did you get the theatre tickets?
Well, Mark, I decided against it, actually.
Why? I thought you were desperate to see the play. Was it too expensive?
The seats were quite pricey, but it was more the fact that the seats were restricted view only. Had it been a musical, I wouldn't have minded, but it's a thriller, and you need to see all the action.